All scriptures is God's breath, is inspired by God. You know, I know nowadays in the 21st century when people come to church, of course, you know, we spend time in worship. The worship prepares our hearts to receive God's word. But also you need to understand that in the Old Testament, there wasn't necessarily a sermon. You know, the focus was always on the Shekinah glory of God that would come and deliver and minister to the people. So my focus is as I minister God's word, I pray that as I speak the word of the Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord would use that word to do what? To teach? And what? To make us realize. I mean, there's nothing like it. When you didn't know something and all of a sudden your eyes are open. Oh, it's amazing. You know, the same word also corrects us when we, the wrong section in our lives, and corrects us when we are wrong. And it also teaches us to do what's right. So today, I'm going to start with fruit for character. See that now, right there, if you write it down, fruit for character. I want to focus on two things to begin with. Fruit and character. What is a fruit? And most of us, we love fruit. This past week, I enjoyed some really good fruit. I mean, I had mangoes. Man, the best. I refuse to buy a mango here. Seriously. You know, when we go to Costa Rica, right? Good mangoes, right? I mean, sometimes you find a good papaya, right? You know, a fruit is the sweet and fleshly product of a tree, right? So, I mean, an avocado. One of the reasons a lot of our fruits here in Virginia Beach are not as sweet, it's because they picked them up from Mexico when they were green. Uh-huh. So they don't have, there wasn't enough time for the fruit to be ready on the tree, for the tree to nourish that fruit so the fruit could be delicious. A juicy mango, a juicy papaya, a juicy pineapple. You know, sometimes we find them at the store. You know, those discount fruits sometimes you guys don't want to buy? Those discount kind of yellow bananas? They're the sweetest. That's what I go for. You know, God wants us to produce fruit and lasting fruits. Open your Bibles in John chapter 15. Let's go for it. Thank you, Lord. A good tree produces good fruit. John chapter 15, verse 1. John 15. Thank you, God, for your word today. Jesus speaking. He says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. I want you to repeat, fruit. So you are a tree. Actually, you are a branch. And I want you to picture that. I am a branch, picture a tree with branches. Jesus is the tree, but God is the one that takes care of the tree. See, now, when you confess the Lord as your Savior and believe Him in your heart, all of a sudden, you get grafted into the tree. I don't know if any of you here are gardeners or if you've done this. And I know in other places, I've seen guys do it. They take like a sour orange tree and graft a sweet. Have you seen that? I mean, it's amazing. Most of the time, those branches that are grafted into the tree give the best juicy and delicious fruit ever. See, that's what Jesus did with us. But then it doesn't stay there. It says, my Father takes care of any branch that doesn't bear fruit. And also he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. So that's why it is good, it is to my advantage that God prunes me, teaches me, corrects me. Because you know what happened? Then I produce more fruit. Verse 3, Jesus said, you have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. And verse 4, it says, remain in me, I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. You cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. I mean, this is pure English. How simple can you go? You cannot produce. Now you're talking about, and it's like, what kind of fruit you talking about? I'm getting there. I'm going to get there. Fruits for character. But we cannot produce as believers, as followers of Christ, we cannot produce the fruits that reveal Christ's character in our life if we're not connected to him. There's nothing, I thank God for self-control. There's one of them. Nothing in this world should control you if you are remaining in Christ. You are powerful. You're not powerless. You can choose when to eat. You can choose to stop smoking. You can choose to stop drinking. You can choose to stop eating sweet. You can choose to exercise. You can choose to not exercise. I'm not talking, Bernie, I'm not talking about the club, all right? I'm actually thinking about joining the club. I really like the club. No, but seriously, you know, I had a real great experience coming, flying back from Fort Lauderdale up here. Flight was supposed to be 9 and 9:15 delayed, 9:30 delayed, 9:45 delayed, 11, I mean, all the way up to 11. I'm like, all right. I mean, somehow we're going to make it sometime. So you could see, literally feel the heat. People are frustrated. I mean, rightly so. That's PM, right? Yeah. I mean, rightly so. But it doesn't matter what situation you find yourself in. Continue to remain in Christ. The fruit of the Spirit will reveal itself. I mean, I had every reason to be so frustrated. I mean, there was a couple people, man, they were just going for it. And you're just going for it. And they got so red. And their eyes are red. And they're telling the people at the counter all the things they have planned for tomorrow. And then and I'm sitting there and I'm realizing, you know, these people right now, it's not their fault. I mean, of course, it's whoever's fault. But getting all worked up on this situation right now is not changing the situation. That's it. Getting all, you know, all frustrated, all mad about it is going to, first of all, give you a headache. Your heart's going to, I mean, you're going to have anxiety. You might get constipated. I mean, can you think about it? It's crazy. But I'm feeling the same thing. I felt like, man, I'm just going to join everybody. Start getting frustrated too. I'm like, I got to be home tomorrow. I have a birthday party I can't miss. I had every reason. I'm like, man, I haven't seen my woman for so long. Man, we have a date night tonight. I thank God for self-control. And I'm seeing it, and I give everybody grace. Like, I'm like, I start praying. I said, God, please give them grace. Give everybody grace. You know? And they're talking about, well, we got the next flight to Richmond is on Sunday night. What alternative do we have? And I'm looking at the people at the counter, and they have to be nice. There was a lady that was just in their face, you know. It's a poor. I say poor person behind the counter. Yes, ma'am. We understand. We're trying our best. We're trying our best. And finally they called me. I got to the counter. I'm like, Lord, give me the grace to be different. Give me the grace to just like, you know what? This is frustrating, but right now, I need to express the fruit for character. You know, when you read Galatians chapter 5, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Guys, listen to me. If the church, if followers of Christ would remain constantly and constantly making the choice to love, the world out there would want to be like us. A person of character. Christians should be a person of character. And character is the most important thing in our lives. How would they know? Jesus said it in John chapter 7. Verse 35. Don't quote me. Don't write it down, okay? But it's in John chapter 7. It says, they will know you, my disciple, by the way you love. This is it. People will know that you are my disciple by the way you love. And you know, I'll tell you, Friday night was one of rough night. It wasn't the worst night. It was one of the rough nights because you can't sleep at an airport. So finally, they got me a flight from Miami. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. So I had to find myself in Miami. It's midnight, okay, in Miami. Midnight, and on top of it, my flight coming out of Haiti was 3 hours delayed. So it's been a delayed day. You know what you make of when you're under pressure. More than ever, this is a time for us believers, followers of Christ, to express the character of Christ. It's not religion. It's not Jesus. It's not a bunch of religion. People need to experience the power that raised Christ from the dead. And how do they do that? It's not praying for them. It's when they come in contact with you. They can experience something else. I was on that counter with the lady for about an hour. Can you imagine? And I was hoping to get home to eat something, so I haven't eaten maybe like till 2, since 2 in the afternoon. So by then, I'm hungry. Patience, patience, patience. There's another couple next to me. They were calm. They were talking. And then me and them started talking. And then we got the same flight, 5 in the morning the next day to go to Charlotte's Richmond. I was like, all right, good. Well, we might as well just stick together. I'm by myself. And we start talking, find out they're believers too. You know, and they asked me, you know, are you on your business trip? And I told them, I said, yeah, I'm a pastor. This is what I do. They're like, oh, man, we had the best night ever. I mean, we couldn't sleep. We didn't go to a hotel because we realized by the time we get to Miami, try to sleep for an hour, call an Uber, take us to the airport. We need to be at the airport like at 3 in the morning. It's not worth it. So let's just go hang out at the cold airport. But by the time I get to the airport, there's no food. I'm like, well, I got to find something to eat. Finally, I find a Subway that opens 24 hours at the airport. I stood for an hour in line to get me a Subway. Just having a good time. But the fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace in the Holy Spirit. Oh, man. It was a rough night. But you make a choice. You make a choice. People need to experience it. People should be like, man, what do you have? What are you drinking? It's not drink, man. No drink can do this. You know, what are you smoking? It's no smoking, buddy. Something called dwelling. It's something called remaining. It's something called remaining in him. And I will, Jesus said, you remain in me and you produce fruit. Fruit that would reveal my character. Christians means little Christ. Behavior, somebody that behave like Christ. Somebody that act like Christ. Somebody that talks like Christ. And you need to understand, Jesus was far off from being religious. As a matter of fact, the religious people hated him. They crucified him, thinking they were helping God. Jesus wasn't religious. And I don't know where people get this idea that to follow Christ, you have to be so religious. It's got to be about a bunch of rules. Don't do eat this, don't do that, don't eat that, don't wear this. Don't, you know, it's not about that. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed, meaning finally free. Wow. Verse 5 in John chapter 15, Jesus said, yes, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them. Now you see the inner connection? You. Why doesn't Jesus said, those I remain in him. Remember, Father's arms always wide open. Jesus' heart is always for relationship and intimacy. But Christ cannot have intimacy with you and I until I make the first step. Jesus already pursued you. Jesus already wants you. Jesus already like. All the like we're looking for on social media. Jesus is already like big like in bold letter. As a matter of fact, Jesus has his finger on your like button. Like. Like, baby, like, daughter, like, son, all the time, like. Even on times and days or circumstances you feel like no one likes you, Jesus is like, nonstop. You see, that brings you peace. That brings me peace. I don't have to compete. Knowing that my Father likes me. More than that, he loves me. He cares. He says, you make the first step towards intimacy, and my intimacy is here for you. It says, if you remain in me, I will remain in you. There's a verse in the Bible that says, Paul, it says, I'm at the door. Yeah, Jesus said, I'm at the door knocking. Hello? Anybody here? If they open, Jesus says, if you open, I will come. Not only I will come, but I'll bring my Father. I'll bring the Holy Spirit. We'll set up a table, right? It's nothing like a bunch of friends sitting around the table and talking and eating and fellowshipping. That's what it does to us. That's what it does with us. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile and be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask anything. I read this week and I'm like, wow. So, Jesus said, if I remain in him, and he remains in me, and his word remain in me, I can ask for anything. What a privilege. And this is the word of the Lord. So now if you receive it, But if you don't, I mean, I hope you receive it. And I read, when I read that, I'm like, okay. So now my focus should not be on asking. The focus should be on me remaining. The focus should be on me remaining in His Word, accepting His Word. So then I have open door. So when I ask, I say, Daddy, I mean, you guys are parents. You know how it is. We all love our children. But there's something about that one son and daughter who's obedient and respectful and honorable. You know, we don't love them any different. It's amazing. It's something God does in our hearts, parents. We love all of our children the same. But I tell you, the one that's just obey, respect, it's like, man, if I would be a kid right now, I'd just love and respect and listen to my parents. But you know, when you're a teenager, you get that, they have that mindset. Oh, they don't get it. They think 18-year-old, 17, 19, they know right. Dad, you're just dumb right now. You don't get it, Mom. Believe me, we all been there. But if you remain in me, my words remain in you, you may ask anything you want, and I will grant, it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. Which I ask a question when I read this verse. I'm like, okay, so there are false disciples. So how do you live as a true disciple? How do you know you're a true disciple of Christ? It's so simple. The answer is very direct right there. Remaining. When you remain, you obey. Remaining means, remaining in Christ will automatically cause you to bear fruit for character. Your life will reflect the character of Christ. You know, I met with some of our key leaders at one of our church last week, and we were talking, you know, just trying to solve, you know, sometimes when leadership meet, you're trying to solve church problems and stuff. And you're like, how is it even possible for a preacher or a teacher of God's word to be so nice to everybody at church and be so rude at home? How is that possible? I don't see how it's possible. Just like fish can't live outside of water. It's completely impossible to be, but it happens, right? It happens. People are just using God's word for their personal gain. People are using their authority, the authority God has given them, to rule over others. But Jesus said it here, verse 8, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great joy, great glory to my Father. So fruit for character. What is fruit of the Spirit? And I'm going to touch this and then turn it over. And I want to kind of close right there, and we'll look more next week. What is the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is recorded in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Let's go there. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Find it? It says, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, produces this kind of fruit in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There's no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ have nailed their passion, the passion and desire of their sinful nature, to His cross and crucified them there. And since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoked one another or be jealous of one another. See, the Holy Spirit dwells within the believer. Do you know that the Holy Spirit dwells in you? You know that. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is not just in the priest or in the clergy or the pastor. You know, I know people sometimes in their religious mindset, they think, well, the preacher's got to, that's why I don't, the Bible says also to confess your sin to one another. Find a healthy Christian if you're dealing with something and confess to them and they pray for you. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous man will heal. But you don't have to always go to a priest to confess your sin. You know, some people think, you know, once they go to the priest and they confess their sin, they're delivered and realize, well, next week they deal with the same thing. There is power in confession. But what would deliver you is yielding your life to the word of the Lord. It says here the Holy Spirit dwells within the believer. You see, once you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your spirit made alive in God. See, that's why, you remember how many times I told you, a person who's born twice only would have to die once. Now we all have eternal life. We're all Christian. We're believers. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. And the life that lives in us is the life of God within our spirit. That life produced the fruit. Any believer who confesses their life, I mean confesses Jesus Christ is their Lord, who's not dwelling in Christ, won't be able to produce those fruit we just read in Galatians chapter 5. The nature of God dwells in you because you have declared Christ Jesus as your Lord. So this fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, or outward manifestation, listen to this, the fruit of the Spirit is an outward manifestation of the Spirit of God dwelling in you. That's why, what did we say? You cannot pretend you love Christ and treat people badly. Completely impossible. You see, a follower of Christ is an agent of peace. A follower of Christ is not quarrelsome, backstabber. A true disciple of Christ must be kind, will be kind. Now remember, a true follower of Christ is not the front doormat. You don't let people take advantage of you. You don't. I find out when I got to the ticket counter, I had probably 25 people ahead of me. I see the frustration. I said, what's my option? Well, she's like, oh, let me look. I said, your option is, well, tomorrow's flight's already full. I said, what time tomorrow's flight you're talking about? Tomorrow night. That would be like Saturday night at 9 p.m. So I said, okay, then what do I do tomorrow morning? What do I do tomorrow all day long? What do I do with all my plans? She said, well, let me look for Sunday. Well, the next plan is Sunday night at 9 p.m. Okay, so that's 2 days, right? So I'm talking nice, right? So I figured she's just going with normal. And then I'm like, okay, well, you need to find, I don't know, whatever you got to do, you need to find me whatever flight that's going to bring me up here. I was firm. I was kind. I was respectful. I stood right there. I'm like, I don't care what you got to do. You got to do whatever it needs, you know, because remember, I'm expressing the fruit of the Spirit, but also I'm standing for my right, respectfully. Frustrated? Yes. Fully control of my emotion. You are not powerless. A powerless person blows up. A powerless person have no self-control. But a powerful person is in control of their emotion. A powerful person is going to talk firmly, stand up for what they believe. A powerful person can have tough discussion. A powerful person can, what do they say, agree to disagree? We don't have to say it the same. We don't have to have the same conviction on blue. You might not like blue, and it's okay. You see how far we've gone? And sometimes I don't want to blame the church, but it's because the church of Christ, we have fallen, we have failed from expressing the characters of Christ. You know, this morning I challenge you, my brothers and sisters. I don't know where you are in your character. I don't know if Jesus would want, let's say you're a fig tree, or you're a banana tree, or you're a mango tree, and Jesus would want some sweet fruit this morning. Something to satisfy the world, not him. Because those fruit of the Spirit, he gives you so people can experience him in you. Would he find some in your life? Would he find kindness? Would people at work testify, you know what? I know everybody here goes to church, but this person is different. I know they're different. Would your neighbor be like, oh yeah, I've heard about pastors, but this guy, there's something different about him. When I talk to him, there's something. And that's something, they're curious. You can tell them, you know, it's the intimacy, it's the dwelling. I challenge you this morning to dwell. If you're watching online, I challenge you to dwell. 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 We said Jesus is coming back. The world's going crazy. You know what's happening in Ukraine? People are dying. You know, Putin, he needs the Lord. He's evil. He's an evil man. You know, what would you do if you were so powerful? And I'm telling you this so you know how to pray. What would you do if you were so powerful? You're strong and you know taekwondo. You know, sometimes I wish I knew taekwondo. Yeah! Beep. I wish I knew how to do that stuff. But also, not only that, you had guns too. Oh, yeah. What would you do if you're walking down the road and you saw a man beating on a woman? What would you do? Well, I know what I'll do. First of all, I'm powerful. Second of all, I've got gun, and he doesn't have gun. I can see he doesn't. Or maybe if he does have gun, I've got more gun. And then on top of it, if he's going to try to beat me up, I could like be like Steven something. There's one actor I like to watch his movie. Not like Jean-Claude Van Damme, all right? I don't know if you guys remember Jean-Claude Van Damme. Man, I used to really dislike to watch his movies. Because, you know, he's one of those actors who just like gets so beat up in the movie. And then at the end, he's just one last breath. He'd be like, yeah, get his strength and like, you know, do that. No, I didn't like that. I didn't like his movies. I like what's the movie we watch, Ryan? Mr. Hip? Hipman. I like Hipman. He doesn't mess around. You're trying to come and, you know, take him over. He's like, doo, 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 pew. Done. I like that because you're powerful. So what would you do if you were that powerful, like Hipman, and you see a man beating on a woman, or a parent abusing children, or, you know, somebody's being... So I pray that the world would come together. I pray that even America, our government would do something to help innocent people. That should break your heart when you hear school are being bombarded. Hospitals, innocent people dying. It's not right. And as believers, we need to make our voice known. To say, it's not right. You know, and as I'm going to close right now. You know, if you're watching online, God bless you, and we're going to go offline because. All right? God bless you, and we'll catch you later. So, you know, even as Jim's going to come up, one of the things we're doing, you know, we have, even in our midst, we've got some families coming from other country who just like coming in with nothing. It's not easy. And I believe as a church, we need to be aware of what God is doing in our community. And right now, there are a lot of churches in our community that are coming together to help some of the refugees. You know, and I want Jim to share. I'm giving you 15 minutes, Jim, to share what God's doing and how we as a community gonna. I know maybe right now we won't be able to support full-blown a family, but I also have some other things I want to share with you guys on email, you know. But, yeah, just let's listen and take to heart what Jim has to say. You want to come up here?
Amen. 15 minutes. You got it.